young men want to grow. You want to grow in muscles, you want to grow in money, you want to grow in popularity. But God says, grow in grace, 2 Peter 3:18. And that's far more important than money, than dollars and cents, followers and likes, far more important even than muscles and six packs, because it concerns character. The Bible gives us a number of lists of graces. You can think, for example, of Matthew 5 with the Beatitudes, Galatians 5 with the fruits of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 13 with all these dimensions of love. But where do we start? Well, the first thing to do is pray. Pray that God would help you choose a grace to grow in and help you to grow in it. And maybe especially ask Him to help you show where you're especially weak in grace so that you can grow there. You've got to pray. Then you've got to choose. Choose a grace to work on. You might go to, say, Galatians 5, read the fruits of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness. And just pick one of them. Say, long-suffering, kindness. And make that your focus. And that's what you need to do next. You need to focus. You need to concentrate on that grace. Say, take that one grace and say, for the next month, I'm going to really concentrate on this grace. You might want to say, open a Bible app, go to a Bible website, put a search in for the grace you've picked, say patience or long-suffering, and print out all the verses. Maybe especially focus on the verses that talk about God's patience or God's long-suffering. Maybe pick a few verses to memorize. Just zero in and focus and concentrate on it. And then you want to read a bit about it. Find a book about that particular grace and read it. So, you know, look up a good Christian bookshop. Go to Reformation Heritage Books. Ask them if they've got any books on that grace, like, say, patience. And then listen. Go to sermonaudio.com. Put in the topic, say, patience. And look for sermons by preachers you know and trust, and try and listen to a couple of sermons a week on that particular subject over the next month or so. And then you want to do. You can focus, concentrate, read, listen, all you like, but you actually have to do. You have to actually do the grace. You have to exercise the muscle. You have to ask God, okay, where do I practice this grace? When do I do it? With whom do I practice this grace? And like a muscle, it's going to be tough. It's going to be painful at first because it's flabby or undeveloped. But over time, it will strengthen and grow. Then there's accountability. Ask your girlfriend, your wife, or a friend to keep you accountable, to tell them what you're doing, tell them what you're focusing on, and help. Ask them to help you, to pray for you, to talk to you about it, to call you to account and correct you if you're not practicing the grace when you should. Next is add. So say you spend a month in patience, then pick another grace for the next month, and so on, month after month, grace after grace, keep adding grace upon grace. You'll find that the more you strengthen one grace, actually, it will strengthen all of them as you go along. And aim to multiply. So, you know, the parable of the ground or the seeds, the sower, talks about some ground bore 30 times yield, some 50, some 100. Aim to be a 100 times yield in this grace. Ask God to give you a six-pack of grace. Ask Him to make you spiritually ripped. And then pray. Pray again. Pray for the Holy Spirit to enable you and to keep you humble as well if you begin to see these graces growing in your life. Real men grow in grace.